I was already on appeal for the previous protest, and then I heard about the Ninth Circuit decision and traditional public forums versus limited public forums and designated public forums and non-public forums. And this, as far as I can understand, is a traditional public forum, one of the highest protected forums you can have, and it was being cut off. And I was already, you know, upset, so I thought, well, time to come down and protest, because that's a bunch of crap. And sure enough, within a half an hour, I got the first 602-0 ticket, which is the trespassing, which is purely about why are you here trying to do a protest. It's not about sleeping or anything. I was doing that, but that's not what they gave me a ticket for. So I went in, held me for 5 hours, booked and released, came right back here, and within another half an hour, I was right back in. So 10 hours of holding that day. That was Wednesday. And I'm like, all right, I'm pretty sure I'm right. I've already got tickets, but I want to do some legal research, because if I'm going to keep doing this, I don't want to be a complete idiot. So, and it was New Year's weekend coming up. So like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I was kind of skipping it, sleeping stuff and all that, doing research. But by Monday, it was so silly. I mean, come on, it's a log in sleep and all that. So when I was reading it, it just got more and more ridiculous. So I was just like, you know what? Even if I'm wrong, I'm done. They keep throwing me off the train. I want the country. I'm going to go back, and if they put me in, I'm coming back when they let me out for the rest of my life. And I'm not kidding when I say that. I'm going to keep doing this until it's legal to sleep or I'm dead. A or B. So anyway, Monday I started up again, and it's been every day since then. So